Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to John, please, the 10th chapter. We began some weeks ago on the subject we're calling My Sheep Hear My Voice. And I feel we're nearing the conclusion of this course. You know, you never finish and exhaust one of these subjects. You just get to a place where you can unhook for now. And the Lord, He knows what the body needs. You know, just like the human body needs different nutrients and minerals and things at different times. And at this point, maybe you got plenty of this vitamin, but you're lacking in this vitamin. Well, the Lord knows what the body of Christ needs. Amen. And if we'll listen, then it will get the emphasis of the right thing at the right time. It's all good and true, but there are times we need one thing emphasized more than another. In John 10, in verse 2, Jesus said, He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice. Said out loud, the sheep hear his voice. Are you one of his sheep?
Yes.
Then you hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep. Who are we talking about? You, me, by name. Does he know your name?
Yes.
And leads them out. He's leading and we're following. Keep reading. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him. Who's that? That's what he's leading. We follow. The sheep follow him. Why? How do they know who to follow? Because they know his voice. Come on, everybody, say it out loud. I know his voice.
I know his voice.
I am his sheep.
I am his sheep.
I know his voice.
I know his voice.
He leads me.
He leads me.
And I follow him.
And I follow him.
Now, don't say anything contrary to that. No matter what you feel or don't feel, or if you've gone the wrong way or missed it on something or made a mistake, that's all the more reason to begin to talk faith. Even if you realize, man, I just missed it on this, I went the wrong way. Well, that's not his fault. It's not because he wasn't leading. You just made a mistake on following. But that's when you want to get your faith in gear and go, I am his sheep.
Amen.
And I do hear his voice. And he leads me and I follow. You don't want to fall in a pile in the floor and go, I just can't hear from God. I don't know what's wrong with me. I always do the wrong thing and I go the wrong way. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's unbelief. That's walking by sight and my previous experience, and you won't find that anywhere in the Scriptures. What you do find is this, and this is what you want to say. This is what you want to believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep reading. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. It's real simple. Just don't follow strange stuff. I know that sounds humorous, but if it's something you think, whoa, where'd that come from? Man, I don't know. It's not familiar to you. Why? Because if it's the Spirit of God coming through me, you got the same Spirit in you. You're going to recognize him. You're going to recognize him. Or I just use me as an example. Anybody, in any situation, if it's a family member or a coworker or whoever, if it's strange and unfamiliar, just leave it alone. Yeah, but everybody's doing it. Well, not everybody, because I'm not. And all you got to do is look around the world and history a little bit to see the majority is not only is it not always right, it's usually wrong. No, keep reading. It said, Jesus spoke this to them, but they understood not what things there were which he spoke to them. They didn't understand it. Verse 7, Jesus said to them again, "Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now, this is one thing I'm so thankful about the Lord. He will tell you the same thing again, just like He didn't tell you the first time. Somebody say, thank God. He'll tell you again, just like He didn't tell you. "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Skip down to verse 14. "I am the good shepherd," Jesus said, "and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Keep reading. Verse 15. "As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." That's us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We should never question His love. He's proven it. He's demonstrated it beyond any question. You don't ever want to look up and go, "God, does God really love you?" That's people who don't know Him. When you know Him and know anything, just a little about Him, you know to never question that again. He's laid down His life for us and raised from the dead for us and ever lives to make intercession for us. He's got nothing to prove to you. He's already done it. It goes on to say, verse 16, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Amen. Glory to God. There's just one body of Christ. There's just one church throughout the earth. Actually, part of them's already in heaven, and part of them's on the earth. And one fold and one shepherd. Skip on down to verse 26. He said, now these are some of these individuals He's talking to. You notice He had to tell them again, same thing, but some of these folks didn't get it even the second time around. He said, "You believe not. You don't believe what I'm telling you. Why? Because you're not of my sheep, as I said to you." Keep reading. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Keep going. "I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Thank you, Lord. Are you His sheep?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then if you follow Him, you remain in the palm of His hand, in the Father's hand. You stay in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. It pays to follow Him. When you're following Him, you're always at the safe place. In the safe place, at the right place, at the right time. The good shepherd leads the sheep away from danger, out of the storm, away from the predators. Hallelujah. To the green pastures and the still waters and the safe place in the cleft of the rock. It pays to follow the good shepherd. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, in talking about this, go with me to, you're there in John, back up to the 8th chapter. He told them, talking about hearing Him, He said, you're not getting this. You're not believing me. And we went into some detail, we're going to talk about it some more, about having ears to hear. If you were with us earlier in this series, we camped a whole night on ears to hear. Numerous places. I mean, just not just 3 or 4, not just 10 or 12. Many places in the Scripture talking about him that has ears to hear, let him hear. Have you noticed that? Well, most of the people he was talking to had these on the side of their head. But he must not be talking about that. And he talks about hearing and not hearing. Having ears but not hearing. And we talked some about that, but I felt we should review a little bit and go further in it. because it is so vital to the subject of hearing from God. You'll hear people talking about struggling with this issue. God never speaks to me, they say, and some people mock other folks like me that say, you know, the Lord spoke this to me, or the Lord said this to me. They think he thinks he's hearing from God. They think it's strange. And yet, they're adamant that the Bible is true. And you know what the Bible is full of? People that heard from God. Well, when did all that change? And so what we see, and people begging God to speak to them, and with seemingly no results. That's not the problem. God's not the problem. How many know God's not the problem? Getting God to speak to you is not what we should be focusing on. I know, because years ago I did that. I begged and pleaded and begged and pleaded. Please, God, talk to me. Please, God, whatever. What do you want to say to me? What am I supposed to do? Please talk to me. Please talk to me. Working on Him, trying to get Him to talk to me. When I finally realized, thank God, by the mercy of God, that's not the problem. He is talking. He is speaking. It's just that many don't have ears to hear. Let's not let this skip by us. Is God speaking or not? Do you think He is? The same thing is true about seeing spiritually. That's true about hearing spiritually. You'll hear people try to say, well, you know, there's no proof of God. I heard somebody the other day, a very famous person, was saying, well, you know, if somebody can prove God exists to me, I might believe it. Well, they're in trouble. They think there's no evidence of God. What do you think you're standing on?
Amen.
What do you think you're breathing?
Amen.
What do you think you see when you look up in the night sky? Romans 1 tells us that even God's eternal power and Godhead are clearly seen by the things that are made.
Amen.
The heavens declare His handiwork. Hallelujah. They're speaking and declaring the glory of God. No evidence of God? That's just evidence that they're blind.
Yeah.
Evidence of God is everywhere. The body you're here in. Hallelujah. Your breath. You're made in His likeness and image. It's not that there's no evidence of God. It's that people are blind. It's not that God is not speaking. It's that people are not hearing. And it's not because they can't. The problem is that people themselves have closed their own eyes. And people themselves have closed their own ears. And it comes back to a heart issue.
Right.
Heart issue.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.